Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is OpenAI's deep dive into the efficiency gains behind its new GPT 5.6 model family. The company says its flagship model, GPT 5.6 Sol, outperforms Claude Fable 5 on a coding benchmark at less than half the cost. The real story is how they got there. Optimizations across inference, kernels, and their agentic harness.
OpenAI reports that GPT 5.6 itself played a key role in optimizing its own infrastructure. For example, the model autonomously rewrote production kernels, the core code that runs on GPUs, which reduced end-to-end serving costs by 20%. It also improved its own draft model for a technique called speculative decoding, boosting token generation efficiency by more than 15%. OpenAI says these stack-wide improvements are how they can offer a model like Luna, their fastest and most affordable option, at 80% less cost than their flagship Sol model.
One number to know today is 93%. That's Palantir's year-over-year revenue growth for the second quarter, reaching $1.94 billion and beating analyst estimates.
The company's U.S. commercial revenue surged even higher, up 149%. CEO Alex Karp told CNBC the strong growth looks like it will continue for at least another 18 months, and the company raised its full-year revenue guidance. Karp also emphasized the importance of open-weight models and reducing reliance on token-based pricing from Frontier Labs, saying competition is needed to keep model companies honest.
Next, a major funding round in AI security. The Israeli startup Zenity, which focuses on securing AI agents, has raised $125 million in a Series C round, bringing its total funding to about $185 million.
The company's platform monitors autonomous AI agents in real time to ensure their actions stay within corporate policies. Unlike earlier security tools that focused on prompts, Zenity evaluates the intent behind an agent's action before it's executed. The CEO says they've tripled revenue in each of the past 2 years and are on track to do it again. Zenity's customers include Fortune 500 and Global 2000 enterprises across financial services, healthcare, and manufacturing. The company now employs over 230 people, with about 150 in Israel. The funding round was led by Norwest Venture Partners, with participation from SoftBank Vision Fund 2 and others.
In policy news, Reuters reports a U.S. House panel is seeking a briefing from OpenAI regarding a security incident involving its AI agents. The panel's letter requests information on the scope and details of the incident, though specifics have not yet been disclosed. This follows earlier research from Zenity's own lab that uncovered vulnerabilities in enterprise AI systems, highlighting the growing scrutiny on agent security.
And finally, Europe's Comprehensive AI Act officially came into force today. The law categorizes AI systems by risk level, with strict requirements for high-risk applications, like those used in critical infrastructure or hiring decisions. Companies have a 2-year transition period for most provisions, though rules on prohibited practices apply immediately. Those immediate bans include things like social scoring and real-time biometric identification in public spaces, with some exceptions for law enforcement.
One thing to try if you use an AI-powered IDE like Cursor is to check out community research on reducing token usage through semantic context optimization.
The idea is to be more selective about what files and code you send to the model for context. Instead of automatically including everything, the research suggests techniques to summarize or index your project structure semantically first, so the model gets a concise map rather than a pile of raw text. It's a small workflow habit that could lower costs and speed up responses on larger projects. A simple first step is to create a high-level architecture document that outlines your main modules and data flow, then include that in your context instead of dozens of individual source files.
That's Compact Conversations for Monday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.